a Nacho Radio podcast.
Dave and Darren.
Thank you, BC. And thank you to all you wonderful listeners. You know, Darren, this is the kind of thing we should probably talk about when we're not on the air, but I think one of the episodes we do this week needs to be a patron-only show.
Okay.
I don't know if that'll be tomorrow or if it'll be the final show we do this week.
We'll knock that out this week.
Don't you think at some point, the patrons.
Feels right.
Who worked so hard for the show.
They did it for the show.
Had Brood live this weekend at the QCCA Expo Center. It was an unqualified success. I want to say a special thank you to all of you who came up and said,
What would be a qualified success?
It was good. It wasn't great.
Listen, for what we were going
I'll
up
qualify
for,
the success.
For what we were going up against, it was still pretty good.
I think listeners enjoy the gimmick.
Oh, yeah.
Because it means they don't really have to engage
you
with me.
Wouldn't you like that?
I want to talk, and they're like, and
that's enough.
They go. Yeah. I like it.
And you just walk by with your sly little look on your face.
Right. I'm in on it. I know about the podcast. I'm down. So, yeah, thanks to everybody who stopped by and said, and everyone else.
That's about all I'm willing to put into our conversation.
I like that that's there.
It's perfect.
Yeah. It's just
it's better than a text.
It's like the equivalent of guys who drive Corvettes. They have that their special handshake when they drive by each other. Or bikers, how they give each other the signal.
They don't actually shake hands. You'd rip your arms off.
What is it? Not a handshake, more of a... they shake their hand in the air.
Yeah.
I guess that's called a wave.
A wave, yeah. It's you don't shake hands. Oh, my God, how many times have I dislocated my shoulder? Because even when I'm going 30 miles an hour and he's going 30 miles an hour, it is in opposite directions.
Smashed my hand on the grill of a stingray. Why did I buy this stupid vet? It's been nothing but trouble since the day I bought it.
So, we got through another bout of snow.
Today is the first day, and by the way, we should say hello, everybody, and welcome to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. I'm Dave, he's Darren, and today is Abraham Lincoln's birthday.
Ah, good.
It's the first day in over a week that we haven't had any measurable snow.
Okay, and I don't know that we have any. Do we have any coming up soon?
No, for the rest of the week.
Okay.
No, we're good. All maybe right. some so, precip on Friday, but nothing to worry about.
So...
And it's going to rain before it snows again, is what I was told.
So people are shoveling their drives, some people. Not everybody. Uh-huh. Not everyone shovels their drive. Which...
Not many.
Which, okay, if that's...
Santa Claus is coming to town.
If you don't want to shovel, your house. It's fine. I don't mind.
Yeah.
I get a kick out of the people who have the cars that are sitting out on the street completely covered in snow and... Yeah, I'm not moving the car either. I'm not.
This is everybody's problem now.
This car has been sitting under snow since like 10 winters ago. Beat it.
This is what it is.
And there's enough snow around the car because every time the plow goes by, it's supposed to warm up this week. I think everything's going to be fine. Don't worry about that.
It'll be fine. Not interested in getting rid of that snow. It'll take care of itself.
Eventually,
you'll find those cars don't move once the snow melts either. What we have here is basically a used car lot.
And there's nothing left of it, being that the salt just ate it to pieces.
Yeah. These things happen. I found out that I have bronchitis again, Lord Jesus. So this would be bout number 2 for 2018. And it's just where I'm at right now in my life.
It's just what you have to live with. You're a bronchitis boy.
Yeah.
You probably
I'm just a bronchitis boy. Bronchitis boy, they all said.
You should just stay on the steroids all the time.
Well, I'm about to get on it again.
Look how massive I am.
Here's the thing. So I'm about to get on the prednisone again, right? It's 5 days.
Okay.
And at work, it usually knocks out the trick. I mean, it's the point now where I go in, the doc goes, bronchitis again? I go, yep. He goes, cool, here's a script, get out of my face. And I go, I dig it, doc. And then we do a little handshake.
We do a little Corvette Stingray handshake.
Exactly. And I cough, and everyone's fine. So it's like more than 2 hours after they call in the prescription. I know you're supposed to call ahead to see if the prescription's ready. But
you just waited the 2 hours.
I waited more than 2 hours.
And then you went.
I go to the drive-thru, and I go, no, we're still making it.
You're making it?
Making it? I don't think that's how things work.
You're making it?
Like, is there a guy back there making the drugs?
He's got a lab and everything.
And if that's the case, 2 hours is not enough time. What are you, David Naughton back there? Making it. You're counting to 10. It's 5 days, 2 pills. You're counting to 10.
Yeah, I don't think that doesn't count as making it.
And it wasn't like there was a long line. I understand there's an influenza breakout.
Oh, wait.
Well, I didn't want to wait. She's like, it's going to be a while yet if you want to wait. I'm like, wait.
Can I watch him make it?
Go to the box that says prednisone, count to 10, put those in a bottle, and I'll be on my way.
Does he have Bunsen burners and stuff back there?
What are you, cooking up things back there? Is it some sort of, like, steroid lab? We got Bunsen burners?
What are you testing on back there?
My understanding is the drug companies make it,
yeah.
Then they ship it to you.
And then you count it.
I mean, that's the thing, and I'm sure I don't know what I'm talking about, but pharmacists...
Wait, no.
Your job is to count! That's it!
Do you have any pharmacist friends?
No!
Okay, because I was just wondering if you've ever let them have it. It's, you know, really all you do is count.
Am I wrong? They don't a pharmacist doesn't prescribe. That's the doctor's job.
No, but I'm pretty sure they need to know how things affect people.
Okay, read the warning label on the bottle.
Well, I know there's that too.
I can do that. Like, how hard is it to be?
I could be a pharmacist tomorrow.
Why didn't I think about that? I should have been a pharmacist. It just seems like
it's a pretty good job, I guess. It's except for the fact of putting up with people.
Actually, I have a friend that
is a pharmacist?
She runs the pharmacy college, basically, at University of Iowa.
Well, why don't you let her have that next time?
Let's get her on the show.
Why don't you let her have her give it to her next time?
Well,
what do you got to do? Count to 60?
What is that?
You have a slide rule for that?
A friend of mine, she's got a kid with really severe food allergies. And it's on his chart or whatever. Food allergies. Dairy allergies. And then she went to go get medicine for him at the pharmacy, and it came with something that was a dairy-based whatever. So she's losing her mind, like, you almost gave my kid poison.
Yeah.
And the pharmacist there was like, you know what? It's a CVS corporate thing. There's really nothing we can do about it.
If it kills your kid, it kills your kid.
What doesn't kill him will make him stronger.
So it was a medicine that they gave you yogurt with?
See, that's...
To take it?
Let me...
You mean you gotta take your pills with yogurt? What? I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, it's like... he's like a cat. You gotta put it in ice cream.
John Stamos is here to explain it to you. You're gonna need to take this 3 times a day with Greek yogurts. And here's John Stamos to tell you all about it.
Oh, John! Ooh, I'm swooning.
You're Blackie to me.
Yeah, I just don't understand the idea of...
You almost killed my kid! Yeah, it's a CVS policy.
You know
policy.
What? I understand that you're upset, but there's really nothing we can do about it at this point. It's more of a CVS situation. Yeah. You're going to have to deal with them and not me. I don't know what to tell you.
Pharmacy, would that that'd be a good job if you didn't have to deal with people.
But that's the thing, too. You don't even deal with people. I've never met the pharmacist. They have, like, texts that take your order.
Well, that's true. The text.
The pharmacist is some genius who's back there in the stacks.
Well, that's
cooking
true.
Up the medicine.
That's pretty good stuff.
Right?
Now, the pharmacies, do they still have, I suppose a few of them do, still have the glass containers with the colored water in it?
What was that for?
Oh, just to let you know that
we've
got medicine back here of some sort.
All right, so this is my friend Brooke. She says, picked up meds for my kid again, and once again, despite his account being flagged, despite the doctor flagging it to the pharmacy and me asking at the pharmacy last night, they gave him a version of the meds with dairy in them. Called the pharmacist first thing this morning.
So the meds have dairy in them.
Yeah.
That's weird.
But he's got a severe dairy allergy. And again, the count was flagged, the doctor flagged it, and she asked when she picked up the pills. Now, there's no dairy in this, right? Yeah, no, you'll be fine. She says, call the pharmacist first thing this morning after researching manufacturers and inactive ingredients myself last night. After waiting on hold for 20 minutes, he told me that they have no way of knowing without calling the manufacturer. Sorry for the extra work, pal, but I'd like to avoid calling 911 today. How about checking before you give me the medicine rather than after I call you? It's a major flaw in pharmacy allergy systems that they only trigger for active ingredients, not inactive ingredients.
I didn't know that they put dairy in medicines.
I guess.
What are they giving him? Like a placebo cheese cubes?
There you go, kiddo.
This'll take care of you.
Chew on this. Chew on this. Yeah, so she's going to be calling the corporate offices and dealing with that. But, I mean, that's terrifying.
Get ready to be on hold.
She was, yeah, no doubt.
You're going to call a corporate office?
That's what your day is.
Take a couple days off.
Well, think of it this way, though. If she's able to potentially save some other kid's life. And her kid's life.
Yeah.
But she had a nagging suspicion, like, I just don't feel right about this.
I don't feel right.
And then she has to go and check the inactive ingredients, and it's like, wait a minute, I can't give this to my kid.
No. Wouldn't do it.
I don't know what to tell you. It's a CVS matter.
John Stamos is here to explain it to you.
Blackie is here from, was it All My Children? What was he at?
General Hospital, wasn't he?
I have to admit.
Back in the day?
I only watched General Hospital when I was working at Channel 8 as a salesperson. Sometimes it would be on during lunch. And
sound
was
down?
Yeah, the sound was down. There was some woman with a mask that covered half her face.
Huh.
And then one day the mask wasn't there.
Did she live in an opera house?
I think it was because she had sex with a priest, and that cured her face. I think that's what happened. It would have been a couple of months ago. If I have a criticism of General Hospital, it would be this.
Too general?
And again, I haven't watched a lot of it.
Way too general.
Didn't seem like a lot of it took place in a hospital.
No, none of it probably.
Like
down by the docks.
Like, it would be on all the time at work, and I'd be like, well, once again, they're not in a hospital. Like,
yeah.
General area. That's what they should call it. General town.
Earth.
Yeah. Yeah. You're on a planet Earth is what you are. All right. I got the top five things.
All right, let's
I
do
feel
that.
Like I got my rant off my
the
chest.
Dave and Darren Top Five Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry at 3320 East Kimberly Road in Davenport next to Green Buick. Their bridal sale's going on now. Come in and check out their engagement rings starting at just $350, and their selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Don't forget Valentine's Day right around the corner, just a couple days away. And if you stop in now, your choice for just $99 of genuine diamond and sterling silver pendants or bracelets. And with that, you're going to get a crystal ring holder and some chocolates. As a matter of fact, if you make a purchase of $99 or more on anything, you're going to get that crystal ring holder and chocolates at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They're open Tuesday through Saturday starting at 9 a.m. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. The podcast originating from the Capriati's Sandwich Shop Studio, home of the Quant City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that. Also, their grilled Italian Like It Hot, their flavorful Italian meats grilled with provolone cheese and lettuce and tomato and fried onions. Get one today at either location, the one on 53rd Street in Davenport or 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Deliveries available. Order online at order.capriotis.com. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
There's a lot of different ways to reach out and touch us. I've got an email here I want to share. There's Twitter. I'm at Dave Lavora. Darren is at
Darren Nacho Radio.
Darren Nacho Radio. But with
we
only
share an N.
The N is a communal N.
They wouldn't let me have an extra.
There's also character. The text line at 940-470-23-NACHO. What am I doing? 940. That's
you're giving out your private number.
Don't call that number. 470-23-NACHO is the text line.
That's my bronchitis, doctor.
I shut off the Facebook messaging, one, because we just never check it,
yeah,
and then
right.
It's like I'll get a birthday barn 5 weeks after
that. That's no good.
Yeah, so I just turned off the Facebook messaging. Plus, there was something going on with something really super icky on Facebook, so I said, we're done with that.
That was our problem that we were up to?
No, it had nothing to do with us. But it was just a good idea to shut Facebook messaging off for a while. So
were we meddling in the election or something?
It has nothing to do with us. And trust me, the other thing is our email, dave@nachoradio.com and darren@nachoradio.com. Reach out to
simple
either
enough.
One of us.
That
or both
makes sense.
Of us. This email, it's been so long since we've had an email. I like getting emails from females, Wimpy. We got this email from Rich.
It's a home run here. All bets are off. Boy, I miss Farmio. Where are you going to find him this summer?
No one knows. Do you know the story of that?
No.
The White Sox don't have a radio station right now.
They don't?
Cumulus, the geniuses at Cumulus, they dropped the White Sox.
Oh, boy.
Because they're like, we can't pay for it. That's why the Bulls are on the score in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
They were on the Cumulus station.
Yeah, see, I thought that was that seems strange that all of a sudden you're starting something in the middle of the season.
See, that doesn't usually happen.
No,
usually
it
this
doesn't.
Is all taken care of.
Yeah.
So Cumulus, who we used to work for a million years ago, they own a radio station in Chicago, and they're going through a bankruptcy.
Yeah,
and they informed the Bulls.
For like 10 years they've been going through bankruptcy.
It's true. Every word of it. Not quite that long. So Cumulus informs the Bulls, hey, we gotta bounce you. We can't afford this anymore. And the Bulls are like, what are you talking about?
Contract?
Contract. We're going through bankruptcy. So contract, schmontract.
Yeah, right. I suppose so.
And then they tell the White Sox, we're not going to be carrying you this year.
Farmio.
You think we're going to pay a kid to sit here and run the board for 100-plus White Sox games? You're out of your mind.
I just had another poll put in.
So yeah, the White Sox, as of right now, don't have a radio station.
Huh.
Pitchers and catchers report in a couple of days.
Like tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. As of right now, I'm putting together a proposal. They might just be on Nacho Radio.
Farmio, this is not good news, DJ. I kind of went a little crazy over the offseason on the spending spree.
You're gonna regret that.
Go crazy,
Don't go crazy, kids. Don't go too crazy, kids.
I'm going to be bringing my lunch all season long.
Oh, joy!
Farmio would probably show up anyway and just do the game, even if he was just talking to himself, wouldn't he?
Rich writes, in light of the Winter Olympics, it would be sparkling if Johnny Weir would call in. Just saying. I think...
Johnny's
hair is something else this year.
Well, he went with the full Little Richard last night, is what he had going on.
Did you watch
any
of that last night? Because is the thing.
Yeah.
Figure skating confounds me.
Too much.
Our fella knocks it out of the park and does everything perfectly. Then this Canadian guy goes out there, falls all over the ice. The Canadian guy gets first place.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It was something else. Like, he fell twice during his routine.
First Olympic medal for the U.S. in the luge.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah,
football!
Catch
the fever.
Too much ice skating.
I think, Rich, what you're thinking of, because this took me a while to come up with as I was racking my brain, because I'm like, Johnny Weir calling into the show.
Did we have Johnny on the show?
Evan Lysacek used to call sometimes.
Oh, that's who it was.
From a trap house in Vancouver.
That's right.
It was figure skater Evan Lysacek who would call in. And I think that's two Olympics ago. How do you know Carl?
That's right.
Am I wrong? I think that's at least 8 years ago. Thanks for remembering, but I don't know
that's good stuff.
I don't
know what
if Evan or Johnny want to call in, that'd be great. Be happy to take the call. I just was trying to think, like, Johnny Weir. Why would Johnny Weir be calling in?
Yeah.
Evan Lysacek used
to
call in from time to time. All right.
From a trap house.
How do you know
Carl? Calgary.
That's right.
Number one.
Number one.
I forgot it was Calgary.
I heard someone calling it Calgary the other day, too.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
I did.
You've made that up. I asked actual Canadians. They said you're crazy.
Yeah. You probably asked a Canadian from, like, Montreal. Like, they would know.
I did, in fact.
They would know.
I guess it's the wrong coast.
Well, especially...
No.
Especially if you're in Montreal. I'm sure they look at the rest of Canada like, oh.
I asked another Canadian from Van City, and she said... Tell Darren to know what he's talking about.
Van City?
Yeah, Vancouver.
That's
what the locals call it.
Oh, brother.
New study comes out. You know, it's Valentine's Day on Wednesday, and a new study comes out to say, this is from the Journal of Social and Personal Relationships, and yes, we do subscribe. Turns out single people have it way better than married people.
Well, that's what I try to tell people.
Single individuals are more likely to frequently stay in touch with, provide help to, and receive help from parents, siblings, neighbors, and friends than married people.
Yeah, as opposed to getting all self-absorbed.
You hold stronger social bonds with the world.
Friends and family.
Yeah, because you're not just focused on one other person. Marriage, it says here, can constrain you socially, and it's not always the happy ending we perceive it to be.
Constrain, strangle, whatever you want to say.
Researchers concluded that instead of promoting marriage, public policy should, quote, acknowledge the social constraints associated with marriage and recognize that single individuals have greater involvement with the broader community.
Sure.
That would not be my case at all. I would have nothing to do with anyone if I wasn't married.
Let me ask you this. Are you using a beard oil?
I'm conditioning it.
But with just like normal shampoo,
conditioner.
So you don't have anything special?
No. No, this is all natural. This is all me.
You don't have any sort of...
Yeah, this is a beard. You can't... Maybe you can hear it if I roast it up next to the microphone like this.
Well,
yeah,
I'm just saying because it seems a little bit more relaxed than normal.
It is. It's not standing out like
that. Well, you're past the point of standing out.
I wonder if it's that or
just the fact you've done it so many times.
The lack of humidity maybe is affecting the beard. Yeah, because usually I've got kind of a crazy... not Yosemite Sam, but there was like a character that was like Yosemite
Porcupine.
Sam. Yeah. Something like that.
Two.
Now, if I brought you a beard oil, would you use it?
Black Jacques Shellac. That's who I was thinking of. If you brought me a beard oil, would I use it? Maybe. Sure. Well, I won't say no. One of your favorite bands is getting back together, Darren.
Okay, maybe you haven't heard this.
I would be shocked if you haven't heard this. They'll be reuniting for the Ramblin' Man Fair over in Kent, England. Yes, Mott the Hoople is getting back together.
Now, I thought that they were going to get together, some of them, a while ago, but the talk was that one of them just, I'm not flying.
They haven't performed.
Like maybe Mick Ralphs is like, I'm not flying.
They didn't perform together at all between 1980 and 2009. And then they played, it says here, Ian Hunter joined the entire original Mott lineup for a gig in 2009. And then they got Martin Chambers of the Pretenders to take over on drums for the next reunion in 2013. So they haven't played together in 5 years. But this will be Mott the Hoople with Mick Ralphs and Ariel Bender and Morgan Fisher and all of them. The 70s group Mott the Hoople. I guess,
but also, in Kent.
Yeah, in Kent. Also on, this is a hell of a bill, though. The Cult, Hailstorm, Sons of Apollo, Blackberry Smoke, and Steve Earle. That'd be a hell of a show.
To Copperhead Road!
I'm going to get to Copperhead Road. Just shut
up. I'm
going
to get to it. Shut
up. Just shut up. I'll get there.
Now, he's got a big beard.
Three.
Steve Earle does? I bet it's glorious. Steve Earle, I might have seen him at Live Aid, but that doesn't really count. I might have seen him for like 20 minutes. I'd love to see Steve Earle live. He's on my bucket list. Number three, there's a golf course opening in July in Eastern Oregon called McVeigh's Gauntlet, and it's getting the news coverage because they're replacing the human caddies with trained goats. According to Golf Digest, these goats, who are raised on a ranch, are trained to carry golf balls, tees, clubs, and drinks.
What do you mean they're trained to?
The goats are trained.
You mean they've made something. Mm-hmm. It's not like they're carrying around little trays. They've basically made something that they put on the goat, and this stuff is in that saddle or whatever it is. They really haven't trained them to do anything.
They have been trained, here it says.
It's not like one goat, oh, I only carry balls. Oh, I only carry drinks.
Oh, no, you want the golf ball guy. I'm the drink goat.
Uh-huh.
Oh, drink goat.
Greatest of all time.
That's me.
That's just a little goat humor.
Yes, goats will be caddies. It's a 7-hole course. And they say the caddies are raised on the ranch, equipped with a special pack. So yeah, they'll be carrying the drinks and teas and what else? What else could
you
possibly want?
You're like a professional caddy,
mm-hmm.
Which there's such a thing.
Yeah, on the pro tour. Are there caddies that work at country clubs? That's a thing, right?
Probably. Some very hoity-toity ones.
But you don't really. I guess I've never been to a golf course where they gave you the option to get a
porterhouse.
That was a big thing growing up. Like, kids my age would get jobs in the summer as caddies.
Probably not as much, but there are probably still some. But I'm just wondering if you're like a professional caddy for one of the PGA.
What kind of slap in the face is this, that a goat can do your job?
No. That if you ever, do you have to put up with, when you're in the bathroom, that shower caddy humor?
I imagine that.
It's like, here, mind holding my shampoo and my washcloth.
I've explained this to you. That's a different kind of caddy.
A different type of caddy.
I have explained this to you.
To no end.
I don't know how else to tell you this.
I'm not going to hold your loofah.
Oh, little buddy says Steve Earle and the Dukes are going to be in Iowa City March 27th.
Oh, must be. He's going to probably be at the Englert Theater.
I think you're right. Well,
thanks, little buddy. There you go.
There I go.
There's your bucket list. Now, let's see if he's really on your bucket list or not. Because if he's on your bucket list, then you have to go.
What day of the week is March 27th? Little buddy, let me know when that is.
You have to go.
If I work next Monday, I got a comp day coming. Maybe I use that for some Steve Earle time. I'll show you. I'll go see Steve Earle.
Well, you have to if you've said it's on your bucket list or otherwise. Or you think that you'll just get around to it whenever. Oh, I'm going to be around here forever.
I don't know that Steve Earle's going to be around
here.
Well,
then that's why you've got to go. And don't tell people that you were on my bucket list. They don't react well to that.
A DUI man, Texas story here. This guy was convicted for his fourth DUI in San Antonio. All right. He is arguing that Texas's legal limit on intoxicating drivers, that the .08, discriminates unfairly against alcohol.
Against heavy drinkers.
Exactly. And this is a point I thought you made very recently on the podcast. I know you've said this, that like heavy drinkers, .08 is nothing.
This should be taken into consideration.
There
could be a sliding scale.
He's arguing that the legal limit discriminates against alcoholics. Ralph Alfred Friesenhahn is arguing that the state of Texas's .08 BAC, blood alcohol concentration, ignores the higher tolerances that frequent drinkers have to the effects of liquor. He would like there to be a protected class of alcoholics, that they would be prosecuted without having to prove that they lost control of their mental or physical abilities. Basically, what he's saying is, I'm an alcoholic, .08, I'm just getting started.
I need that. Those are my practice beers.
Right, that's my base level.
I need that so I don't shake.
The Third Court of Appeals there in Austin isn't hearing any of this. They're saying, no, it applies equally to all drivers. And you're not a protected class just because you're an alcoholic.
Isn't that just like that?
But I will say, it's an interesting argument.
Number five
today. Oh, it's a proud day for us White Sox fans. Remember Esteban Loaiza?
I remember the name.
He started an all-star game. He finished second in the Cy Young voting back in 2003?
Huh. So a little while ago.
Yeah. 2003, finished second in the Cy Young. He went 21-9 with a 2.9 ERA. And this is the thing.
How do you spell his last name?
Esteban Loaiza, Loaiza.
Okay.
This guy, that year was, it was amazing. He had an incredible season.
Robert Loggia.
L, as in look, as there's Robert Loggia.
O, as in oh my God, it's Robert Loggia.
He pitched for 14 years in the bigs. Pirates, Rangers, Blue Jays, my beloved White Sox. He then went to the Yankees, Nationals, the A's, the Dodgers. Over the course of his career, Esteban Loaiza made $43.7 million.
Pretty good.
Yes. So why are we talking about Esteban Loaiza today? Well, he's been jailed and is facing felony drug charges after being arrested in San Diego. He's being held on $200,000 bail by the San Diego County Sheriff's Department on three felony charges: suspected possession of heroin and cocaine, over 20 kilograms, possession of narcotics for sale, and possession and transportation of narcotics for sale. That's
20
right.
Kilos and your bail's only $200,000?
20K, man. Yeah, exactly. Well, he's Esteban Loaiza. Not a flight with risk, I guess.
I would be.
Yeah. You got 20 keys of somebody's coke. You're in more trouble than with the cops, I'll tell you that.
You've got it coming from a couple different places, don't you?
And if you're in San Diego, they can get there pretty quick.
Could be.
Yeah, Esteban Loaiza, $43.7 million in his career. selling drugs allegedly.
Go crazy, kids.
I'll tell you what, Ken. That's the bottom of wise eye, and this explains that fastball. I don't know why he's down there. He struck out the side, and now he's going down the third base line with his nose.
If he breaks out another kilo, all bets are off.
Go crazy. That's it for your top five things.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg, where they got movies coming out. Well, Valentine's Day on Wednesday. You can see Sleepless in Seattle. Also coming very, very soon, Friday, March 30th, it's the Oscar-nominated Loving Vincent, the world's first fully painted feature film. Also coming very, very soon, magician Bill Blagg, comedian Henry Cho, Peter Pan Jr., and more, including an evening with Kevin Smith. Now, here's the deal. This thing sold very, very well.
Yeah.
There are a few seats available, but not many. So if you want to see an evening with Kevin Smith, get your tickets now. They're available at galesburgorpheum.org, and I'm talking about just a handful of tickets. So move fast. You can also get them by phone, 309-342-2299, or at the Orpheum Theater box office. The Orpheum Theater serves wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. The Orpheum Theater is available for private events, weddings, and movie rentals. The Orpheum Theater, lean forward, engage, be entertained. Get your Kevin Smith tickets right away. And again, on Wednesday, Valentine's Day, it's Sleepless in Seattle. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, 4641st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink and enjoy their delicious soups, including their turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, chicken tortilla, and more. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. When you're there, please mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub, and you'll only have to pay for the price of a small one.
I do have some more information here. I guess the White Sox do now have a new home, a new radio home for the upcoming season. I'm just finding this out now.
And this is for real.
This is for real. This is not a joke. The Chicago White Sox, the flagship station of my beloved Chicago White Sox, will be WGN.
Yeah, okay.
Baseball season's here again.
Yeah.
You can catch the Sox on WGN. I love it. Well, that's something else.
Well, Farmio, whew, that was close.
I went all crazy this Christmas.
I put a pool next to the other pool. I don't know why. You put a pool in your neighbor's yard.
Had a hot tub put in the middle of a pond. Doesn't make a lick of sense. Not safe.
Go crazy.
Go crazy, Ken's. Go crazy. Yeah, well, that's good news for me. I can check my White Sox out on GN. That signal comes in loud and clear here.
Is that 720?
720 on your AM radio dial. Absolutely.
Do shaving cream. No, that's WLS, isn't it?
What's shaving cream?
Oh, Dr. Demento.
Oh, Dr. Demento was on The Loop when I was growing up. That was an FM station.
WLS.
Really?
Yeah.
That was before my time. Let's see here. A study says that kids...
Well, it was during your time. You just weren't paying attention.
No.
You were a child.
It was on The Loop. I listened to Dr. Demento when I was like 8.
No, I'm talking about they would play like Shaving Cream. Wouldn't even be a part of the Dr. Demento show.
I bet Larry Lujack was playing that. Yeah,
that could be. During his Animal Farm.
That little snot-nosed Tommy, we're going to play a Dr. Demento record.
Is he still alive?
I'm going to have another heater. Larry Lujack, very dead.
Okay.
Much dead.
I figured he was.
Yes. Facebook is hemorrhaging young people. All the kids are going to Snapchat, and they are shutting down their Facebook accounts like nobody's business.
Sure.
Research says that it's the first time ever the 18 to 24-year-old age group is declining. It says here 6% of them in the last year have said no thanks.
Wouldn't that be something if Facebook just completely dried up?
Well,
and it would be like
going to happen,
Mr. Zuckerberg. We need all the money.
It is going to happen.
We want all the money back.
It's kind of crazy when you think that it's
got
been
all these
around
watchdog groups now.
It's been around as long as it has.
Yeah,
it's kind of crazy that it's been like MySpace was big for 6 months, and then everyone moved on to Facebook.
Yeah.
And then the expectation was, well, what will be the next Facebook?
Remember the first time I saw MySpace? And I was like, oh, what? is this? Well, this doesn't make any sense.
Darren, you have to put your top eight out there so people know who are your top eight friends.
Is that what it was?
Oh, it was stupid. And it just looked like garbage.
And it did look like garbage.
Yeah. Even then, even though the internet was because still kind
of
new. Because
it was just all a bunch of clipped up stuff.
Yeah, that's it. It was just blocked garbage.
Yeah.
It was like looking at...
What is this? What does this mean?
Yeah. Yeah. It was not the best. I do have an update. Remember that drug dealer in Britain who ate all the drugs and refused to poop?
Couldn't poop.
No, he refuses to poop.
Oh, refused to poop.
Because he refuses to, because then they'll have him. Lamar Chambers was arrested on the 17th of January. They think he's got some Class A drugs inside of him. They say they will wait until he has done what they need him to do. The cops say there's only so long that this guy can hang on for. Well,
are they giving him anything?
Well, they feed him.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about, are they giving him, like, laxatives?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they can do that. You can give, like, natural laxatives, like,
sure.
You know. Here's some, granola bars or whatnot. Anyway, they're saying, he's got all these drugs that they think that he swallowed.
Uh-huh.
And he's refusing to go to the bathroom. Well, I do have an update.
Yeah.
He still hasn't gone to the bathroom.
Well, there you go.
And he has shattered the record now for longest time between the dumps there for a prisoner in custody. They're worried now that at some point his bowels are just going to rupture and that he's going to be...
Well, that'll solve everything.
He's being seen daily by doctors and is constantly being watched. So there's that, but they say,
well, yeah, of course he's constantly being watched. He's in jail.
Yeah, but I mean, they don't watch you when you're in jail the whole time. You could, although if you take a dump in a jail cell, where's it going to go? What can you do with it? Unless you got like a Rita Hayworth poster and you can just kind of hide it behind that. I don't know what else you could do with it. Well, what else could you do with a turd in prison? I don't know. I'm glad to say I don't know. Back to Facebook. A server at Outback Steakhouse.
Is that prison jargon? What do you do with a turd in prison?
It's one of those, the sound of one hand clapping. It's just meant to get your brain moving along,
You mean this?
Ponder for a moment. Ponder a moment.
You mean that sound?
That's what vet owners do when they see each other. Ciao, ciao. this woman in, well, of course it's our favorite peninsula.
Florida.
She had a mega church place a big order there at the Outback Steakhouse. $735 to-go order.
It's not that big for a mega church.
Yeah, that's a good point. So she goes on Facebook and complains because they came and picked up, again, a $735 to-go order.
Uh-huh.
She posts on Facebook, look at this. They came and picked up a to-go order.
I bet they didn't tip.
And then they didn't tip me.
Of course they didn't.
So she's been fired, and the reason she was fired was she went online to talk about it. She went on Facebook to post that she was not tipped for a $735 takeout order placed by the Christ Fellowship mega church.
I mean, at a minimum, you got to round that up to $800, don't you?
Okay, this is where I want to have a larger discussion, but let me just see if I can figure this out. They came to pick up the order,
right?
And then this woman got no tip.
Yep.
She said she spent most of her shift preparing the 75-item order for this megachurch. And that day she made only $18 in tips.
Uh-huh.
So she was working so hard preparing this order that, all she made was $18.
Yeah.
So she goes on Facebook, and then they find out. They come back and they give her a bunch of money because they're like, oh, we're sorry. We didn't realize.
You're fired.
Yeah. And then
for calling out.
Outback is like, this isn't what we do.
No.
We don't go online and whine about things like this.
And as a matter of fact, you probably signed a paper that says that you wouldn't do it.
Yes. Yes. So the church is saying, look, we didn't call to have her fired.
Yeah.
We wanted to, get the situation resolved. And no, well, it's resolved. She's gone. She's been fired. She says her termination is worth it if she can get the word out there that you need to pay a tip when you do a to-go order because she says, one day I'd like to own my own restaurant. I love this business.
Will you allow people to go on social media and complain?
I guess if you're the owner, that's not going to be so cute. But also, and I know, maybe I'm a cheap ass here, You tip for a to-go order?
Something that big, you would.
Because it's that big.
Yes.
All right, when I go pick up dinner for me and the boy and the wife at like a Buffalo Wild Wings,
yeah.
Am I expected to tip then?
You could.
I know that it's on the receipt. There's a thing that says tip.
Yes.
You're handing me a bag.
Yes.
The idea of a tip is to ensure proper service.
Yes.
You're tipping because you've been catered to. You've been literally waited on.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yes.
They came and they asked if I'd like a refill. They wanted to know how everything was going.
I wouldn't think you would tip as much, but I would say some people tip on a to-go order.
You're more frugal than I am. Do you tip on to-go orders?
On
the rare occasion when you do a to-go order?
Sometimes I might.
I will throw beer money.
I probably wouldn't tip as much as I would if I'm sitting down.
I'll throw beer money at Capriati's when I go to pick up an order there.
Uh-huh.
But that's like $2, and I just like the idea of it being beer money.
Yeah.
Like that, they've just got it framed better.
Right.
But a tip for a to-go order...
If I was just ordering a burger and fries for myself, I don't know that I would, but if it was several things, I might.
Well, I told you the story. My wife, last year...
I know, tipped like $700.
She tipped like $2 on a to-go order, and they rang it up as a $200 tip.
Right, so that's what you get for being
on
nice.
On a $15 order.
$215.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, when she was saying, like, oh, like they did this, I'm like, why would you tip on a to-go order? Am I super cheap that I'd think that's stupid?
I would say there's plenty of people that don't tip on a to-go order. Maybe that could very well be the reason they've got it to go, so they don't have to tip.
I mean, am I supposed to start giving a couple extra bucks at the window of fast food places?
You could if you like.
It's the same function.
You could if you
like. Handing me food in a bag.
You could if you like.
Here you go. Here's a little sum for you. Keep up the great work.
Uh-huh.
What am I, Rockefeller?
Yeah, I know it.
I understand tipping. And if it took all day for you to get these 75 orders together, that's something Outback's got to figure out, I guess.
You'd certainly tip for an order that big.
You would?
Yes. Yeah, I think you got it for something that's that big.
I've never been a part of a $700 Outback Steakhouse bill, but yeah.
You've never been part of a mega church.
And it's safe to say I won't be, but...
I signed Joel Osteen. Was that wrong?
Just sign it to the Osteen account. He's good for it. He'll be okay for it. All right, one last story, and then we got to bail here. We're back tomorrow, and at some point this week we'll have a patron-only show.
You got it!
This story came to us from Columbus, Georgia. This guy is shopping. He's at the self-checkout line there at a grocery store there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Kroger.
Sure.
Grocery store there in Columbus, Georgia, right?
Yep, yep.
James Morris is there. He's checking out, doing the self-checkout. He's there with his two-year-old kid. Well, the kid wants a candy bar.
Okay.
And he keeps pestering his dad, I want a candy bar, I want a candy bar. We've all been there. We've all seen this. Either your kid wants the candy bar, or you've been there when the kid is pestering for
the candy bar. Or you've wanted a candy bar as a child.
Right. And the fact that, they put those candy bars there for exactly this purpose.
They do.
Right?
Impulse buying.
It's not uncommon. This is where things get weird. The kid got spanked right there in the store for his persistent asking of the candy.
A little swat on the rump.
Yeah. Yeah. The kid kept asking for candy, and the little boy, 2 years old, got grabbed in the arm, yanked around, and then smacked right on the butt.
Okay.
Here's the problem. It wasn't his dad. It was just some guy at the store who had enough of this kid asking for candy bars.
Yeah, I don't know if you can do it even as a parent.
No.
As a parent, I don't know that you can do it. Especially if you do it like in front of like a teacher who's a mandatory reporter.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't hit you.
I don't think you should be hitting your kids anywhere. Certainly not in public.
No,
that's no. Those days are over.
No, store employees had to separate the two. The boy wasn't hurt, but
the kid was coming after the guy.
This is what I don't understand. Why isn't the dad dad throwing hands at this kid for laying a finger on the kid?
Wait a minute. Who had to be separated? The dad and the guy or the little kid?
The boy and the weirdo who spanks him.
Why, I oughta?
Yeah, that's right, strange.
I'm coming at you.
That's right, strange guy. Let that kid have it. I can't
spank him. Here comes my little fist of fury. Let me at him.
Dad says that the kid the kid wasn't hurt. Mostly he was just surprised. Quote, he really just seemed astonished that this guy decided to spank him. He just looked at me and seemed confused by the whole thing.
Well, that guy was clearly having a day.
Yeah, that guy is 63-year-old Juan Guevara Martinez. Police say he had bloodshot eyes and emitted a strong odor of alcoholic beverage.
You're ruining my buzz, kid.
That's not the best.
No.
So, and then at one point he was taken under arrest, had to be taken down to the ground. At one point, there's body camera footage of them getting this drunk guy who spanks kids that aren't his. They say, give me that arm, Juan. Juan says no. And then the cop says, yeah, give me that arm or I'm going to electrocute you. Oh, boy.
I might like that.
Juan is a crazy person. He remains in jail down there. His court date will be on Thursday.
And great, now I can't
poop. As he figures this thing out, yeah. That's going to do it for today's Top 5 Things.
The Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2018 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. Also try a super tasty protein puck to start the day, packed full of fruits and nuts, gourmet, hot iced and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. Yeah, again, the perfect way to start the day. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is brought to you by our patrons on Podbean. We will have a patron-only show sometime this week, so now would be a good time to get signed up if you are not. And that also gives you access to every podcast we've ever done.
All 694 of them.
It's also brought to you by everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, mayo, and more. Having a get-together, let Capriati's do all the work. Deliveries available. Order online at order.capriati's.com. If you're there for lunch and or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
All right, gang. Thanks so much for listening. Until we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities. Representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport. Yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out. Come on. And it just don't stop. East Moline. Yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hey, Brian. Want to get the rock out of here?
Rock yeah.